This is Expat Experts.
Welcome to this new episode of Expat Experts. Today, recording from Athens, from Pankrati. I'm really happy to have Alina today here with me. She's a social media creator, but also like a coach on Russian language.
Yes.
You are an edtech entrepreneur, as far as I saw, also, yes, also. In there. But mainly you generate content online about learning languages, not
yes.
only from a perspective of teaching Russian, which is what you studied at the end, or like Cyrillic languages, but also from the perspective of like learning new languages, as far as I saw. You're starting with German randomly right now also?
Yes, to encourage people like to learn languages and for cultural exchange and in generally to connect people, yes, mm-hmm. from different cultures.
So nice.
Yes. Thank you, Mark, for inviting.
Our pleasure to have you here and to hear your experience on both social media and language-wise. We will go probably on the second part of the episode a little bit deeper into that, and then the first part a little bit more why you are in Greece living and all this part more like the expat. Before starting, like just remembering as always, like the promotion part, which is a little bit boring but needs to be done. Follow us in on all the social media accounts, and also especially in Spotify and YouTube, where the content is uploaded, but also in any other streaming platform that you of audio and video where you can find the episodes. And with that said, let's talk about you, not
let's
about
start.
The podcast.
The Expat, episode 3, with Alina Churikova.
So, you're originally from Russia?
Yes, I'm originally from Russia. Yes.
Which part of Russia?
Central Russia, uh-huh. like I would say Moscow. Part of my family is in Moscow. Mm-hmm. A part is another small town, but it's still close to Moscow.
Okay. Nice.
Yes.
And you are in Greece since quite some time, or just
8 years?
8 years already. Okay,
yes.
Well.
So, but it feels like I came yesterday, like time passed very quickly.
Mm.
Yes, and it's already 8 years.
Okay. And you went, you have a special guest. You decided to come to Greece for a specific reason, or?
Actually, it was, I would say, maybe a random decision. I mean, I never... I never felt like living in Greece. I never dreamed about it. Uh-huh. It's just I came first time just for a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Just why not Greece? It was like cheap tickets and I had vacation and I thought, okay, I will visit Greece. And when I came, it was like love from the first sight.
Okay.
Yes, I didn't expect. And it was like Thessaloniki. It was beginning of April, not a season yet. Mm. It was cold, not the beach time. But I really liked so much the culture, vibes, I don't know, lifestyle, the food. So I started to come again and again,
okay.
like almost every vacation. Every
in Thessaloniki
holiday.
Or all over
I started
over
to explore like the country, yes. And then I thought like I want to try like living here.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Nice. And it was the first time that you were leaving your country at the end, like for living.
For living, yes. Yes, because before I was just traveling to different countries in Europe.
Discovering
yes,
the world.
Yes, but living abroad, yes, Greece is my first experience. And first I came like for 6 months, summer
mm-hmm.
season job.
Mm-hmm.
In Chalkidiki, Thessaloniki, mm-hmm. again, yes. First summer, then second summer, I spent again like summer season working there. And then I felt, okay, I want to try living like all year around, yes, because I thought if I like the summer, then I try something more. So I started with holidays, then I started with summer job 6 months, and
mm-hmm.
then I said, okay, I want like full experience, like trying to live.
Yeah, because it's
all
different,
year.
The summer here, then, and especially if you're coming from a summer job, that normally they are quite demanding schedule-wise, that you're like always there,
yes.
right, and everything.
Yes.
And I think a lot of Greeks also live like this, like they have their jobs in their islands, and then they just like go there and do their jobs for 6 or 8 months and then come back to Athens and relax and like take it a little bit easier.
Yeah, that's true.
So at the end, it was a love for the country, start coming and coming, and then deciding to come.
Yes, like people don't believe me, they say, no, you came for like a man, or like they don't believe I came just for pure love to the country. But it's happened that I really didn't know initially anybody.
Okay.
Yes, so really like love to the country,
Nice. I mean, it's something that you get here as a foreigner a lot of times, like an expat. The Greeks are surprised that you're coming here. I get it a lot, like also like, why are you leaving Barcelona to come here? Like, why in the hell you would do that? I'm just like, yeah, I mean, life brings you to multiple places. It's not just about like, and I think it's an experience at the end. You learn a lot when you go out.
Maybe it's more surprising like to come from Spain to Greece, because I think like
similar
the climate. Food is quite similar. But I think Greeks are not so surprised that they come from Moscow, because like they understand the climate, it's cold. Yes, we don't have the sea. So they understand like some reasons why I came.
There is quite some big population of Russian people here in Greece at the end, no? I mean,
yeah,
it's a
Russian
big community,
Russian
speaking community. It's rather big. I mean, of course, it's what you are saying. There is not that many Spanish. There is a little bit, but it's not very common. And then you decided to stay out of also love, or you're like met someone, or like you decided that your job was fitting here better than in Russia, for example?
Again, yes, I decided by myself. Yes, I decided to try living all year. Yes, and it was a difficult decision to come to Thessaloniki or Athens, because in Thessaloniki, Chalkidiki, I had already like a job, some friends, I already made some connections. Yes, but to live all year around, like to move here as a student, I came. I thought like Athens can be better option for me, because the capital, more opportunities. Yes, and I decided to come to Athens again, like alone. I didn't know anybody. I just had I passed to the university. Yes, and came here quite adventurous. I thought like if I don't like, I can come back anytime. This was my intention, like, okay, I like Greece so far, I want to have this experience living abroad, living in Greece. Yes, and if I don't like, I just come
you
back.
Go back, and that's it, no?
Yes. And my parents were telling like, why don't you choose country with like better economy? Like, why Greece? Why don't you go to Germany, for example? Like, why Greece? And I came, it was still in the middle of the crisis, 2016.
Okay.
So totally crazy decision. Even my parents, they said, okay, if you want to, like, we support.
It's your life, no?
Yes, but they couldn't really understand the logic, yes.
Yeah, I can imagine. For parents, it's always a different perspective when you're living somewhere. Like, I mean, I did literally the opposite, no? I lived from Spain in a moment that it was not that good economically wise to go to Germany to work there. So I suppose I did what the parents were happy that I did. But I completely understand it. At the end, also, like, for me, for a person who I'm very Mediterranean in my lifestyle, I like to talk, I like to go out, to go to the to the coffee shops in the squares, like have this vibrant city life a little bit. That's what moves me. When I came here from Germany, I noticed it like 100% how my quality life improved.
Again,
a lot.
Like
I mean, it also, it's true that the last 2 years in Germany were during COVID, so life was not so social anyway, no? But I think it's a very Mediterranean style, the life here in Greece. I've never been to Thessaloniki, actually, so it's one of the pending things that I need to do.
Yeah,
and I don't know how life is there. Like, it's similar to Athens, or
it's
more
similar,
calm?
But more calm. People are like more friendly, more calm also. So
the cars stop and let you pass and this kind of things, no? Like in Athens, good luck for a car to stop. And
yes, exactly.
Cars first, persons last afterwards.
Yes.
But in general, you feel attracted by the Greece lifestyle, and you're like...
Yes. this is what still keeps me here, mm-hmm. I think, lifestyle. Even like when I go to Russia, to Moscow, like I love visiting my country, spending time there, but still lifestyle, yes, I feel like I fit more okay. here, yes.
What is the biggest differences, would you say, like from our life in Russia versus a life here in Greece?
I think people really know how to enjoy life here. Mm-hmm. Like in Russia, okay, it's just my experience. Maybe people,
of course,
like,
of course.
That it's the like achiever. They all want to achieve and following the goals all the time, like work, home, mm. especially in Moscow, big city, a lot of traffic. Like when I was living in Moscow, I was spending like 2 hours driving to work, 2 hours mm-hmm. back. Yes, yeah, so here it's more like easy. Yes, mm. Smaller city lifestyle, yes, and people really know how to enjoy life, yeah. like going out, going for a coffee, yes.
Life comes on top of job most of yes. the times here, and it's
yes. yes. And I don't know, if it's Sunday, people relax, like no matter what you offer them, like Sunday. I mean,
chill.
Yes, yes, and of course, weather and the food, yes. This
is the food very, very different? Like, I mean, I assume it's very different. Like, mm-hmm. but I think I tried Russian food, but probably in restaurants where they're not doing so much traditional, pure, like authentic Russian food. So I know that there is a lot of differences between Greece and Russia culinary wise. You prefer one or the other, or it's like.
I prefer definitely like Mediterranean Greek food, yes, cuisine. In Russia, you can find now everything, like all kind of food, okay. but just you need to pay much more for the same quality, let's say, because here it's the good weather all the year around. The farmers, like you go to this lake, you get everything you want. Yes, in Russia, I think you need to make like some kind of effort. Yes, actually, but the... restaurants are great. The quality of service may be even maybe better than here, yes. But still, you need to pay much more in order like to
for
get...
the ingredients, probably.
Yes.
It's more difficult to get like vegetables or certain ingredients in Russia here.
Yes, I think, and to have the good experience, yes. So maybe it's strange like that to stay in the country for food, like, but... for me, it's important, and also like seafood. Yes,
I think it's kind of normal at the end if you like eating and drinking and being like in cafes or whatever, having good mm-hmm. quality of food and restaurants and everything, or even like quality of ingredients to cook at home. It's very relevant because at home you can still do your own Russian food or my own Spanish
yes.
dishes, but if the ingredients that you buy here are better quality and cheaper. You're still cooking your own traditional things, so it's still nice. I mean, I think from Germany, I still miss some small dishes. It's not that mm-hmm. the whole German culinary thing needs to be, I don't touch it anymore. It's just like these two or three dishes that I still like would like to replicate here, and I can replicate here most of them. The other way around, it's much more complex, like cooking Greek food in Russia.
Yes.
It must be very difficult because the ingredients that you're getting from the earth are not the same.
True, yes. I tried it, it was difficult, yes. And the habit to go out, like in Russia, people go out, of course, but not as much as here, I believe. Yes.
Because here they live outside.
Yeah.
It's like if they don't have homes, they spend more time outside of their home than in their own part.
Yes. Even when I go to Russia, like I want to see my friends, mm-hmm. my schoolmates, and I said, like, let's go out, like for a coffee, for food, and they like, why to go out? Come to my home, because it's for them, it's like more comfortable atmosphere. It's in our culture to sit in the like kitchen, yes,
yeah.
and like cooking together, eating. Here, it's more about going out, yes,
having a coffee for 7 hours in a platia, no?
Yes.
I'm always fascinated. Is Russia a coffee country at all?
We drink coffee, but no, I don't think we are so crazy about it as like Greeks or Turkish, and we don't drink it for hours. Yes, now I already like used to drink it for hours. Yes, but when, for example, I go to Russia, like for me it's difficult because when I go out, like friends may drink and like 15 minutes coffee and they're done, let's go.
The Italian way, no? Like yes. Zip and...
Yes, let's go. But I want like to enjoy the process already in the Greek way, to sit like an hour to talk, not to drink fast.
Yeah, yes. Makes sense. I think here there is something very curious that is always like funny for me. Generically, in a lot of countries, when you order a coffee to go, it's cheap, it's more expensive than taking the coffee in the place, because they need to put the cupboards and the things and everything. In here it's the other way around, because they don't want the people to sit down for so long taking the space on the table. So they normally, if you pay attention to some of the coffees in the center, the coffee, it's more expensive to sit down and stay in the place than to take away, which I find like surprising, but I understand.
Maybe for the service,
it's a part of the service, and I think it's also a matter of like, if you have like four tables or five tables and someone sits down for a freddo espresso for 4 hours taking one of your four tables, then you don't regenerate more, so you put a little bit more expensive the price of that coffee, so the person grab it to go and sit in the platea in a bench and that drink it there instead of on your tables. No,
yes, I see.
Might be something like this. It's just curious. So yeah, life-wise, you said like 8 years in Greece. It's quite a long time.
Yes.
Do you miss any? Have you ever like considered going back to Russia at some point? Or
well, till last maybe years, I never thought about moving somewhere. Yes, last years it's a bit started to be complicated, but I would say I don't consider my going to Russia. I consider to go to other European countries. Yeah. Yes, to move.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. Anything in mind? Any place in mind?
Germany.
Oh, really? Ah, that's why you are starting to learn German?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Our Switzerland. Yes. I have friends there. And but it's more complicated to like move there. If I have opportunity, like I would like to...
Visa-wise or...
Yes, visa-wise. Yes. Job, no. If you have a visa, it's easier to find a job in Switzerland. But yes, it's more difficult to get in Germany. It's easier. And also they... made now quite loyal law for immigrants. Yes, easier than in Greece. So
okay. Oh, really?
That's why, yes, I'm considering that. I really love Greece, but since I'm like immigrant and outside of Europe, yes, I think about this bureaucratic part, and Greece cannot fulfill my needs, let's say. Yes, and that's why I started to think about moving. Yes, it's not like a final decision, yes, but because I see that what are my options here in Greece, I understood that another like 20 years probably I will not get a citizenship in Greece, like despite the fact I'm here, I speak language, I finish university, like still it's quite complicated.
Complex, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
So I started to think, but maybe not going back to Russia, but still there can be good life there despite all this political situation. Yes, there are quite more, a lot of opportunities. Yes, quality of life can be really better than here.
Okay.
Yes, maybe it's surprising, but yes. The quality of life, the services, like everything is digital, like banking, you can order in Moscow anything at night. Yes.
If you're planning to move to Germany, you go from one bad digital country to a very bad digital country also, because Germany is not that good either with digital services. Switzerland is really nice. I was surprised. Like, I knew that Greece might be complex digitally wise, and it is. It's a fucking nightmare. There is nothing digitalized. Everything goes through like email and post and everything, like banks, opening a bank account.
Only last
in this
year
country.
They start to improve,
they start slowly to get there. In Germany, I was extremely surprised by the fact that everything was paper, required to have papers to go you there in person to do things, and this whole bureaucratics are complex. If you don't speak German, it's even worse. Mm-hmm. Because you have this idea of Germany of being like this developed country, rich, whatever, yes. Like, you know, and then you arrive there and it's just like, why do I need to apply this? It's just a picture. Like, I need to bring a CD with a picture inside. Like, who has CDs anymore? Like, and these things happen. But
yes,
I suppose you get used to these kind of things. And at the end, it's more relevant that you are okay, good in a good environment, and you have opportunities in a country than how the bureaucratic services are.
No, I agree.
In your case, it's more important if you can arrive to have a citizenship, for example, at the end, or that you can have opportunities visa-wise, and it's easier than other things. So maybe just the last topic about you being an expat or being an immigrant here. You said you studied here?
Yes, I finished university in Moscow first, law school. Yes,
law school.
But then, then I thought like studying again. Yes, because I made my research how to move to Greece and what do I want to do. Yes, and finally I get to the decision that I will study again. Like, and it's a Slavic studies department in Kapodistriakou University. It's like Athens National University.
Nice. Yes. So it was in Cyrillic? I mean, it wasn't studied in Russian or?
It's in Greek. Okay. Yes, it's in Greek. Just some lessons was in Russian, like Russian language, because it's like Slavic studies. We
it's good that Russian is in Russian, yes.
Yes, and everybody, all foreigners, had to take the first language like Russian, and we could choose a second Slavic language like Ukrainian, Bulgarian, Polish, like Serbian. Yes, but all other lessons like history, I don't know, IT, pedagogy, I already forgot philosophy, I don't know, all these lessons was
in Greek,
yes.
And how was that?
It was quite like demanding, yes, first years. But good thing that in Greece, if you are a foreigner and you pass to the university, they give you one extra year to learn the language. So they keep the space like in university, but they give you one extra year. So it's also one of the reasons why I came to Greece, because other countries you need first to learn the language to be at quite a good level, and then you can apply to the university. Okay. In Greece, no, they made it like easier for foreigners, that you first apply to the university, you get the spot there, and then they give 1 year to learn the language.
That's really nice.
Yes,
I mean, it's not an easy language, that's for sure.
Yes, and it was quite relaxing in the same time, because like the bachelor is 4 years. I was studying 6 years. I thought like, no way I will get all the 6 years to use for studies. I thought like I will finish much earlier.
Okay.
But when you come to Greece, all this relaxing environment, you think, why to
you
rush? Why to rush? Like,
and you become Greek.
I become Greek, yes. And this diploma actually will not change my life. Okay, I got a diploma, but I felt like it's not something that, okay, I get it and I have like much more opportunities or something. Okay, just another diploma for me. So I took my time to finish it. Yes, yes.
Nice. And you learned, how much time did it take to you to learn Greek then?
I started in Moscow, yes, because
you started before coming.
Yeah, I started in Moscow, yes, and when I came, I thought my Greek is quite good, yes. But
until you
then,
come here and you realize,
yes, and then I failed the first exam.
Okay.
Yes, and I was like stressed. I thought, oh my god, yes, I need to really study more to pass exam in a second try. Yes, and then I spent like all summer learning Greek, and then I passed an exam. Yes, and then I think it's come naturally. I speak with friends. Yes, for work I speak in Greek, I don't know. So it's like, you cannot say that, okay, now I finished, now I'm perfect. Yeah. Like language, it's always that it's a process and you need to practice. If you don't practice, like you lose some skills. Yeah. So it's always like the, it's being a like way.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, that happens with every language at the end. Like I'm starting to lose German, mm-hmm. due to the fact of learning Greek, you know, like I don't practice German at all. And then I'm just losing German, I win in Greek, so it's a little bit like, okay, should I put effort again? Well, but I don't like doing two languages in parallel, which we can talk about. Yes. It later, which as far as I know you are doing, or like, or not with German.
Now I focus on German, like Greek it's already like I don't focus so much. Like I already speak on it. Yes, so I don't learn it actively because I already like use it every day.
Yes. Yeah. That, what is your environment here in Greece? Because I know, I mean, Athens, if you compare it to other cities in Europe, it's not the most international place. That's for sure. Like the expat community or the immigrant community, it's rather limited. Let's say like this. You have a mixture of like friends who are international versus friends who are Greek, or you are like fully integrated with a group of friends, Greek group of friends.
I think it's a mix, like Russian speaking, Greek speaking, and also some expats, like from France, yes. Cool. So I try to keep a balance. When I came here, I thought like I don't want to, like, to talk with Russians. I mean, not intentionally. Yeah. I don't have anything against my culture, but I thought like I want this experience living abroad, and I felt like I want to learn language, to integrate, to learn the culture. So I had an intention to hang out more with Greeks. Yes. So after I got more Russian speaking friends. So
at some point, because you also miss home and you miss speaking your own languages, I think.
Yes, and we have the same like goals, the same interests, the still mentality, yes, is the same. So now, because I already have like Greek friends, I don't focus so much like to keep like only Greek, because I already got this experience now, like I'm
and it's important, I think, to have like a Greek group of people, even if it's like 3-4 persons that you can at least practice the language with. That's very relevant, because that's when you really start improving. I mean, in your case, you were more or less in the university, so you were forced to speak Greek, or at least to understand the lessons in Greek. But when you come here like an expert who is directly working and probably working in English, majority of us, if you don't have any contact with Greek people, you don't practice the language at all. Like it's, you are just like closed, and there is a lot of expats right now really closed in this English only environment bubbles thingy. I find it a little bit sad, to be honest. Like if you come here.
Yes, me too. And I find sad that people who don't learn language, like they live here for 10 years and they never like try even learning Greek. Yeah. Just them maybe, and bad and good part, I don't know, that Greeks speak very good English, and sometimes even if you like learn Greek and you try, you want to practice Greek, they switch to English. Like it was my problem in the beginning, like everybody was speaking English to me and they thought like to do it better for me, but they said, no guys, please, I want like to learn. Yes, I don't know, if you go maybe to some villages, islands, we will be speaking more in Greek, but in Athens, yes, it's so like they know so good English that even sometimes I go to the coffee shop, I start to tell in Greek, like ordering, they answer me in English. Again, I tell in Greek, they answer in English. Yes, so you need to like make an effort, yes, and to make your Greek friends know that you really want to speak Greek. Yes.
It's an effort.
From another side, it's nice for some expats, digital nomads who don't really want to speak maybe Greek, to spend time, and they can feel comfortable living here without learning Greek. Because like I visited Madrid last year, and it was difficult. Like even taxi drivers, Uber, like they could not understand English at all.
Spanish level of English, it's way like, way below than here.
Even like a cashier at an airport, she couldn't understand, and I felt like, oh my god, I got spoiled in Greece that everybody.
That everyone speaks English. No, no, yes. Definitely in Spain, it's not the case, and if you've notice this in big cities, you don't even imagine how it is in small towns. Like, nobody would speak English, absolutely. In the big cities, I think there is a generational thing that it's starting to improve much better English slowly. It's a lot of years to come. I think here they have the very advantage of like having the TV shows and the films and everything in the cinema in English or in the original language and then subtitulated. We translate absolutely everything to Spanish or to Catalan, and that makes that you don't hear English. If you don't work in the tourism, you don't hear English for anything. Like,
I see.
So make it difficult. So yeah, I would say that if now that we're already talking about the languages, we jump to the second part of the episode.
Okay, yes, where... what would you like to...
The expert creating languages content.
So yeah, at the end you're like a content creator, all related to languages at the end, and I suppose this all started due to the studies that you started here in Greece, or how did it came the idea of like transforming something like more like teaching related into social media content?
Yes. I finished like linguistics, Slavic studies department. Yes, and I thought, why not to try like really use my skills? Yes, because I was many years in real estate. Yes, and now the market is not going well. Yes, and I thought maybe to try doing something. Yes, in parallel. Yes, and especially because I spent so much. Time studying like linguistic to be a teacher, a tutor. And I started to with social media to start to create a content. Yes, and went really well. I didn't expect so much attention.
Okay.
Especially like I started now during the war and it's so like difficult political environment to start promoting like Russian language. I started with Russian. I thought like a totally crazy idea, but then it went very well. Yes, and I was surprised that people are actually friendly. Still, people actually are interested in Russian culture, Russian language, and they thought, okay, my like social media, it will be like a small oasis, like where. I will just still connect people because now, because of the political situation, also many like culture exchanges, all this like totally
it's
stopped.
No,
and I thought like, yes, I will continue to do social media also, like to connect people until better times. Yes, because also I showed that there's a lot of propaganda. Like I want to keep my social media so people see that Russians are not so terrible. I don't know. There are normal people. So, and also like, yeah, connect people, like culture, language. Yes. And I start with Russian language, but then I thought like, I start to make videos like English versus Russian, Russian versus Greek. Yes, and it took a lot of attention, so I thought, like, why not to...
So this comparison part,
To create more videos with a comparison, like, comparison part, yes, because it's really interesting, I think, and it connects people, and some people, they get a lot of insight. They sometimes they even didn't expect that so many, like, Greek words are in Russian. Okay, Greek words are in...
Everywhere.
Everywhere, yes.
For whatever reason.
Yes, but it's from one side, it's so obvious that so many Greek words, like Russian words with Greek roots. Yes, but making so obvious videos make them viral.
Yeah, I mean, of course, if you don't know Greek at all, you don't have this connection and you don't make this mental connection anyway because you don't know this word in Greek. I think I saw... couple of videos where you're with a very tall guy.
Yes.
He speaks Greek and you're speaking Russian, and of course, and you find a lot of words that are coming from the same root. Do you think it's like your audience is right now more Russians trying to learn Greek or more other people trying to learn Russian in your account?
Greeks who are like, or trying, or they are just curious.
Okay.
Yes. And also, yeah, many, for many Greeks, it was also surprising how many common words.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, I hear from Greek people, like, Russian alphabet, it just, like, looks like Chinese, totally exactly. unfamiliar for them. And the same from Russians, I hear about Greek. But actually, there are a lot of common things,
yes,
between our languages. And I want to show it also in my social media, yes. So mainly, I see majority of followers, they are Greek who are interested in Russian language.
Yes. Yeah. And does these people tend to contact you after seeing these videos, like trying to get you as a tutor or as a thing, or they are just like following more in an like more relaxed way of learning?
I think more relaxed. I don't think they are like interested to take some maybe lessons. Mm. Some of them, they contacted me, but not like massively. That's why I think to create like some digital products more easy, like, because taking a private tutor, like to do every week, every 2 weeks, it's quite demanding.
Yeah.
But to create a like digital product, some recorded videos, it's, I think it's better. And I have an idea, because many Greeks contacted me because they want a Russian-speaking girlfriend or wife.
Oh wow, okay.
Yes, so I understood that.
Okay, that was not where my question was going, but okay.
If it's not, if we can talk about it.
No, no, definitely, definitely. I didn't know it was a profile. Like, I'm searching for a Russian-speaking person.
Yes, they're Greeks, and not, they are not trying like approach me. They are just generally telling that they would like to
learn Russian, to have a Russian girlfriend.
Okay. Yes, or Russian speaking. Like, she can be from Ukraine. Yeah, she speaks like Belarus, Moldova. Yeah. This
any Russian speaking.
And the thought also to create like a romantic course. Okay, maybe it's very like funny, but there is a demand. I see the demand that majority of followers, they are men who are interested in Russian speaking girls. I'm sorry. I apologize in front of also maybe Greek girls. I hope it's okay. But I thought, why not, you know, to create such a course? Just some phrases, you know, maybe some like culture differences to explain also. Yes. And because if there is a demand, like, why not? Because, yeah, majority also my friends, Greek-speaking friends who are learning Russian, they have already, like, Russian-speaking wife or, like...
I mean, it's a pattern. If you have a partner who speaks a completely different language, at the end, you try to learn the language.
Yes, and it's motivation, yes, to learn the language out of nowhere. Like, it's difficult to keep motivation. If you have a partner who speaks this language, like...
Yeah.
Yes, so why not?
Building a tandem Greek-Russian speaking thingy. Blind dates between Russians and Russian speakers. And
I don't plan to like to be like marriage.
Do it so official.
Marriage
become
agency.
Tinder.
Yes, I don't want to be a competitor of Tinder. I just want to help Tinder to prepare some scripts for Greeks. How to communicate in Tinder with Russian-speaking girls.
Crazy. I think you said something that is also interesting, because at the end, when you're teaching like a language from a perspective of comparison, for example, which you do in your social medias of like Greek, how to say this in Greek, how to do that in Russian, for example, you also enter to show the cultural part of it, not only the strict linguistic approach to it. So you just like, I think I saw a couple of contents where you explain a little bit more how is like things culturally wise in Russia, for example, versus how it's in Greece. And I think that's, it's part of the process, no? You were just saying like someone who's interested in meeting a Russian speaking girl, for example, a guy from here, from Greece, needs to understand where are the barriers, for example? No, what culturally will attract this person more than another, or what it would be the cultural differences? Are you proactively creating content in that sense?
Or? Yeah, I want to create more content like this. For example, because many like Greeks are asking how to say kukla in in Russian. You know, kukla is like a compliment, yes, like a doll. But in Russian, we don't really use it as a compliment. Yeah. So in Greek, it's really something like common to say this to the girl. But in Russia, it can be the girl may not even understand, because kukla, the doll, we used to call some girls who are quite not so smart, you know, maybe
superficial,
means smart, but not beautiful, but not smart. So, like in Greece, saying kukla to the woman, it's fine, but in Russia, it can be like a trick. So, yes, I would like to explain more things like this. Maybe not specifically for dating, but in general, I think it's interesting. And as I said, still to be this small connection between like Russian-speaking world and Western until things get better. Mm. Yes.
You said, like you started already probably with the social media accounts when the war started, or it was before the war? Did you notice
during the war? Yes, it was. Scary, to be honest, because I was afraid, how will it go? Will I get some attention or no? Yes.
Did you have the bad part of it? Like, haters are always there at the end? Like...
Yeah, I have haters, but not so much, probably, yes. And also because I'm not like talking about politics, actually. So exactly. I try to keep more my account just more culture, to focus on languages, culture, so I don't do propaganda any side. So
you don't explain any political situation.
If I would try to explain, maybe I get more haters, but now because people see that I'm like friendly, I think I get just a few hate comments, like who even like cares about the Russian language nowadays, but it's okay. Like
fame, I think you already had that with any language, you know, so
fame doesn't come out of
exactly.
Fame. Yes and some videos got like half of the million views. So of course, out of so many views, some people will
exactly. So after technical interruption because my phone decided to stop recording, we were just talking about haters in general. Like, at the end, fame or becoming more popular attracts people who are trolls, and that they complain about things in your channels. You were saying that it's not affecting you too much, in the sense that you know that it comes with that.
Yeah, I believe it's part of the journey. Yes, all these haters, and at the end they make your statistics better. I mean, if they comment comment, yes, the like social media doesn't understand it's a hate. But they increase their engagement. So
I think there was some kind of like comments around lately about accents, like for people who are not 100% like native and they have an accent while speaking. There was people in your accounts talking about your accent while speaking Greek.
That they have a very Russian accent speaking English, speaking Greek. Yes, it was recent hate comments. Yes.
Okay. But at the end, it's just like part of it. As you were saying, like, I really don't get how people got to these kind of things. I mean, perfecting an accent comes with talking and experience and like whatever, but you never lose 100% out of your mother tongue base accent most of the times. In any case, you are right now already, like, it's normal that you're mixing languages, you're becoming a polyglot soon, you're learning German now. You have three alphabets in your your skill set, let's say, like this, like Cyrillic alphabet, the Greek, and then the Latin alphabet for English or for German now. how is the journey with German going?
Yes, I think like accent is not something that you should be like feel shame about, as far as people really understand you. So you can reduce it with the practice. Yes, but it shouldn't stop people really like learning and practice the language if they have accent. Yes, German, yes, it's quite hard. I just started like A1, like half another level. Yes, and the grammar is becoming more and more complicated. Yes, but I think since I already learned Greek, like nothing can stop me. I mean, okay, I think the most difficult maybe like Chinese, they're totally different, that they have
Chinese or Arabic. I think that's
yes, most difficult. But since I already learned Greek, yeah, I think German shouldn't be like it should be possible for me. I mean, if I put effort and time. Yes.
And at the end, you have an objective. You were saying before that it's one of the countries that maybe you might end going, and then they reduce this, they have introduced laws a little bit more flexible for immigrants to go there, and that there is a motivation behind learning.
Yeah, I have a motivation, yes, because I'm quite tired of Greek bureaucracy, yes, and I am really motivated.
Ending in the German one would not be better.
But still, I have friends and they really go through it. I mean, if there is a law, they really follow here.
Yes, no, that's
in,
for sure.
In
yeah.
Greece, there is like no deadline. Even if there is law, you can wait for years a document, and it's very frustrating. Yeah. So, and I have friends who live in Greece less years than I. Who live in Germany less years than I live in Greece, but they already have citizenship. You know? Yeah. So I think, in any case, like there are, in any country, there are advantages and disadvantages.
Sure.
Yes. And it motivates me to learn German because potentially I think I may move there, like, or Germany or German part in German speaking part of Switzerland. Yes.
Makes sense. You talk also about before, like you teaching, so teaching digitally, but at the same time, like going to German lessons in person. I think you're going to.
Yeah, my German lessons are offline, and I really like it, that because all my life is like online. Yes, and I really like to go like in the evening to interact with the people after all this also COVID time. Yes, and I was studying in university, but still it's not the same when just one teacher and everybody's listening. But in German lesson classes, we really interact with each other, and it's really nice feeling after you stay all day at home, like working or doing something online, to go to somewhere where you really interact with the people and not just waste time. I mean, not like fun for fun, not just,
really learning something.
But really doing something meaningful, valuable. Yes.
Cool. Really nice. I think you said to me before, like, that you also teach like offline in your experience, like Russian before, and that it was not really your thing. You were teaching in a school, in a Russian school here.
Yes, continuing the talking about like online and offline, all this education. Yes, despite the fact that I really like my offline German lessons, I myself, I want to create digital products to teach online to people their Russian language. Yes, because I would like to be more flexible, not to be connected to like one location, because if I open the school here or like give lessons online here, because people are really asking to give lessons like offline private lessons, but I don't want. Yes, so I would like to focus more on online,
but you did education. Teach in presence, like in person. before?
Yes, I had experience teaching at school. Like every Saturday, it was Russian school for kids in Athens. Yes, and yeah, I was combining with other all my other activities and studies. Every Saturday, I was teaching, but I understood that I don't really want to teach to kids because sometimes they don't really understand why they are where, because it's like motivation of their parents.
Yes.
So I think I would like to focus more on teaching adults because they really have motivation. Even if they learn just for fun, they really understand it's their own decision.
There is a goal. Yeah.
They pay their own money. But when kids like their parents send them to school, especially on Saturday. Yes, it's really hard for teacher to find motivation for them to really like encourage them to learn the language or to read some Russian literature. I really liked and appreciated this experience. Yes, but I don't want to go offline again, and I don't want to teach kids. Yeah, because it's difficult for me. I mean, some teachers, they really like to teach kids. I think it's not mine.
It needs to be vocational, like teaching to kids. You really, really need to like it, I think.
Yes.
Nice. Just to close the episode, maybe like reminding the audience a little bit, what are your channels and where they can find you at the end, like where the little bit of promotion, if you want to call it.
It's like lingua.alina in TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Mm-hmm. You're welcome to follow to see my content. Yes.
And learn Russian, maybe.
Yes, to be friends online. Yes, because I don't really like to say followers, because I really consider as my online friends,
a like group of people,
group, my community.
Nice.
Yes.
So yeah, just you know where to find Alina. Just follow her, follow us, and thank you so much for today's time and for taking this interview with us. And
thank you, Mark. It was really nice. I like to share my experience. Yes, it was a really nice talk.
I really appreciate it. See you in the next episode then, and thanks again.
Thank you. Bye.
This is Expat Experts. Support this podcast by listening us in Podomo and subscribe in Spotify and YouTube.